Welcome, welcome, welcome everyone to Whiplash Talk. This is Sunshine and it is a beautiful, beautiful day to spend with you. Thank you so much for taking the hour out of your day to just come alongside, pour your favorite beverage and just let's just talk about what's going on in the world and how are you doing and are you going within and are you growing your light? Rob, are you there?
I'm here.
Yay!
Yeah.
Yay, good.
I slid in right at the nick of time.
You did. You did. It was funny. Yeah. I was like, he's here.
Well, I actually usually I set two alarms and I only set one for some reason today. And so I was like, oh, you know, I thought I had 5 minutes and I'm like, nope, it's two right now. Oh my God.
You know, what's so funny is back before I knew all of this stuff and, you know, was more aware, you know, I'd set an alarm, but I'd always, you know, I got this, but now it's like, I have to set an alarm for my alarm. That's my alarm. It's crazy.
Yeah. I'm the same way. It's like I set an alarm. Usually I set like, say if the show's at two, I'll set one for like, well, it's two here. Yeah. I forget. It's probably
it's
not
fine.
Two where you are, but,
that's fine.
I'll set one for like 1:45 and then 1:54 and then one for right at two. So like, there's no chance I'm going to miss it, you know, but today I only had one or two set and I was like, oh, it's time. I thought it was still at 5 minutes.
Run. Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so funny. Doing the show, it's, I always want to be led and just kind of, you know, what are the people need to hear and what are they pulling on me for? And wow, did you just hear that? Oh, big crash in my kitchen. Hope nobody heard that. I'm sure it was wee wee. We'll figure it out later.
I didn't hear it. I don't think it's too bad.
Well, I don't hear any blood curdling meow, so I think we're good.
Yeah.
So, I'm always wanting to know heart to heart where I really do feel a tug on me when I'm on this show. What do people want to hear? What are they, where are they needing help? Where are they excited about things that are happening? And, you know, what are their happy things that are going on in their lives? And so you and I talked a little bit. Yes. Yesterday. Was it yesterday we talked?
I think so. I don't know. It all seems like one giant day.
I know, one day. I know, right? We talked recently about the show and about content. And I love that we just kind of go with the flow and see what's going on. The thing that has really been speaking to me lately, and I'm interested in listening to your side too, for the people.space has been on fire. They have been like fire hose disclosure, and it's been really, really good and really relatable, I believe. And not so far-fetched out there that people are like, what? I don't understand. And so there was a little bit of that I kind of wanted to touch on today. But I also know that you had some really cool synchronicities that we wanted to talk about as well. So how do you want to start this off, Rob? Where do you want to go? What are you feeling? What are you sensing?
Well, that's the thing too, is I like to understand where people are at. Mm-hmm. And, because we're not all at the same place. And you even said for the people that space and, you know, not being too out there, but like all of this, like life itself is unfathomably more crazy than we've ever been led to believe. So mm-hmm. it is out there and it's a lot to process. And so speaking with some of the people that, you know, are close to me and seeing where they are, everybody's at different places. And so that's what we have to understand, is that those of us that are, you know, in high school have to be accepting of people still in kindergarten. And that's
I sometimes feel like I'm in kindergarten still too. Do you sometimes?
Sometimes, you know.
I mean, sometimes I'm like, wow, I thought I had that down.
Yeah, well, you know what the thing is that it's constant work and that there's things you don't know what you don't know. And for me, like, I always think like epiphanies happen in sequential order, right? So like if you have blocks, like so myself today, like I just had something simple come up and it was just an appreciation for someone in my life that before I had resentment. And I saw it today for some reason, for the first time, I saw it from a total opposite perspective. Mm. And I got this wave of emotion and without the resentment or feeling angry or wishing things were different, I was just like, wow, thank you so much for being in my life. You played that part perfectly. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry that I had that resentment. And like, so that's what I think, is that the work is continual because we're like Ron always said, you're backpedaling out of here. Like our thinking and programming and thousands of years of being stuck in mind energy is what got us here in the first place. Otherwise, like he used to say, you wouldn't be listening to this show. And likewise, other your listeners, our listeners, everybody who's tuning in today wouldn't be listening to us right now. And so we all have a lot of work to do. And it's not like snap your fingers, oh, I'm in the moment and you know, I'm ascended and everything's perfect. And so I think that that's what everybody really needs to understand is that, you know, maybe ascension, it's like a new heaven and a new earth. And like even in the Bible, we were chatting a little bit about the Bible, but it's like there's a quote in there that says, you know, I saw a new heaven and a new earth, and it wasn't, you couldn't point to it and say, oh, it's right there or it's right here, because it's within. It's that peace vibration. Your outside world might not change, but your relation to it will. You know, the peace that you carry, you won't see Debbie down the street as like, oh, I can't believe she hasn't cleaned up her front yard and that shitty car out front. You're like, that's the perfect shitty car and crappy yard. Like it couldn't be more perfect. Like if you made it into a movie set, it's perfect the way it is. You have to just love it for what it is, you know? So the
Love
synchronicity
it
shit.
out of your life.
Love it. Well, hey, that's the best way to do it, right?
I
Well,
know.
I had kind of two synchronicities. I don't know if I told you the second one, but I was telling you about timeline crashing, and then I was walking down on my daily walk, and I see an eraser, and I was like, "Oh, that's funny, like erasing the past." And then I'm talking with my mom, and she's using an eraser. That was like later that day, and then the next morning, I'm pulling out pens from my pencil case because I'm writing quotes on my wall, and as I grab a fistful of pens and I pull them out, an eraser goes flying out. So three erasers in like a day and a half. And so I was like, okay, well, that's so appropriate for me doing timeline crashing and just erasing the past, right? Like literally, like, and that's what people, I don't think that they understand is that it might not necessarily, you're not going to lose the memory of the past, but you're going to erase the emotional charge. So it won't haunt you anymore. It's like, it's still there. You can go back and look at it, but you really won't want to because it just doesn't have any value. Like the beauty in front of you is going to be more important than the trigger that you used to get upset about, right?
So good, so good. And that's really kind of how this show started, was from that trigger for me. And now, I've done pretty well. This is 3 years. I started the show a year after my mom passed, so it's been 3 years since she's passed. And oh my goodness, I go back and look and laugh and giggle at things, and I'll see things, and I'll talk to her during the day. It's like, hey, wish you were here. Oh, you are, never mind. And but yeah, you're right. I had a friend tell me right after the sharpness of the grief had happened that it doesn't get easier, but it gets softer. And that's kind of what you were saying. And not exactly, but that's the way I interpreted it for me is you cut those timeline ties, you cut those cords. I literally will like take a hatchet and like when I'm cutting cords from and to, I literally am like hatching it and away from me. I learned that from a friend, and I'm like, I just that visual just helps me cut those cords. But you can still look back at it, but you don't have that emotional, that happens. So yeah, good point. Really
Yeah,
good point.
and at some point, there's no reason to look back at it because you like I myself as I've been doing this work and like I only found this stuff in 2022, but I've been looking for it for 40 years. Like it was something I always knew inside and I didn't hear anybody really speak to it because everybody, you know, I searched and searched and searched and you know I thought I was even in the you know 2021 and I was like, okay, I got to find the others or whatever you want to call it. But I would go online and I'm not gonna name names, but I went through the usual suspects of, you know, truthers and the popular ones out there. But nobody was quite like everybody was still like, you know, Jesus is the Lord, he's gonna return and all that crap. And it's like everybody's missing this. Like I don't understand why is there this internal knowing within me that there's something greater than this like story that everybody's been fed and so I just kept going. I kept searching and not really finding what I was looking for, and it was a little, very discouraging. And then even I was part of one group, and then I heard Q's voice, and but I didn't know it was there was no like it, I didn't know it was the person or whatever the named Q or whatever, you know, like I just it was a recording and I was listening to the recording and I was like, man, that guy sounds really familiar. And then I found out and then I checked that show out and then I checked out Ron's stuff and I really listened to them kind of probably a little bit more Ron at first. Just because I was like, wow, this guy is like, he's saying stuff that I've experienced that nobody else has ever done. And for me, that was like, it just, like, I don't know, like, why does it resonate? It just does. Maybe if you're in your heart or you've been looking for something for so long and everybody else you feel is just missing the mark, then you
Right.
hear real truth and you're like, wow, for some reason,
Yeah.
as bananas as it sounds,
Yeah.
there's something about what he's saying that is true. And so that's when the real work starts. You know, the real work started for me in 2022, and it's like, it's just 2026. So I've been doing it for 2.5 years, and it's been a very rocky road up and down. And at sometimes that's like, you think like, what the hell am I doing? Like
Right.
nobody around me has any idea about this stuff. So it feels like it's a very lonely road. And,
It can be,
but
yes.
once you start getting your spirit back, it's not so lonely. Now what I find is lonely is being around people who aren't home. You know, like that,
So true.
you're really being around entities most of the time, because I don't really smoke and drink anymore and at all. And I went and, you know, went back home. I'll say back home, but, you know, had some drinks with
Right.
buddies back home in the summer. And it was just like, this isn't me anymore. It's like a different world. And
Right.
it's like, these people aren't even themselves. Like, when you start learning about entities and things like that, it's like, I'm
Yeah.
hanging around with a bunch of entities, not people I thought my whole life, you know?
Right. Yeah, I was doing a little reflecting on the show, coming up on the 2 year mark of the show, and just kind of reflecting on it, and you know, is it still feeding, feeding people, fitting the need, encouraging people, because that's what I said, even if just one person, you know, gets it or gets something from a show, the show, the entire 2 years, if it changes and helps somebody, then it's totally worth it. And I was reflecting on some of the last shows I did with Q and Mermaid. And one of them, they were really pushing me towards the religion. He called me a Bible thumper. It was really funny. A Reformed Bible thumper. He was really pushing me towards bringing more of that out, and what people that I had hung with, you know, would believe and say, as opposed to, you know, what we know to be the truth now. And so I wrote a title down for a show, and I'm still kind of fleshing it out, but it was like religion versus reality versus actuality.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Because yeah, and I'm like, because religion, no, versus reality. Well, reality is a big lie to us. It's all smoke and mirrors. And so, what is actual? What's really actual out there? And then I wrote this list, you know, Vatican, Rothschild, MK Ultra, Project Monarch, Montauk, DOMS, aliens, slaves, dark beings, adrenochrome, 1,000,000 Jesuses, aren't very many of us, universal law. And I just started just brain, not brain dumping, but just barfing this up.
Yeah.
And I'm like, there's still, like you said, there's still a lot of people out there that are in kindergarten or haven't even like signed up for kindergarten yet. And what is Whiplash Talk doing to make sure that we don't leave the newbies behind? So that was something that was really on my heart. And then also the universal law, you know, they don't step in to help. They saw things that were going on, but they don't step in to help because there were no signs of us fighting back or any rebellion against the slave masters. I'll just use that word.
Yeah.
But, you know, our minds were wiped. They didn't know this, but our minds were wiped every reincarnation loop. And, you know, the geneticists, you know, mucked with our DNA. So it's like they were looking at the 30,000-foot flyover, huh? Probably a lot further away than that, but we're looking at us from that view and just saw that we were complacent, that we were just going along with it, and so that we must have agreed to it. And so now what's really exciting with all of the disclosure that's coming out, that our friend told us was going to happen, it's coming out. And in 2026, it's a little bit of it's good. It's good on For the People dot space. I was able to share it with two people, new people that I've met in my area. I was able to share a post. I looked it up. I won't say which one it was, but I looked it up and went back and found it in For the People dot space, because they were talking about chemtrails and that kind of thing. And so I sent them a post and I said, should you choose to go deeper down the hole, you know, here's something that you might be interested in. And so it's a really great resource for us to help people where they're at, to help them move along more quickly. So anyway, that was just something I was working on, and I haven't really fleshed out a show on it or anything like that, but so
Well, I'm
much.
always willing to chat about those because I like it's my thing too. I love when they post new stuff, and that's the thing is that so it's still on a timeline, right? So even that like would be considered darkness because it's in duality. It's like good guys versus bad guys, white hats versus dark hats. It's still all a staged show, but is it the highest, most benevolent timeline, a singular timeline that's going to bring us all to victory? Victory or death, I think so. Like, and unless you're living in the mountains by yourself, you're going to be in duality to some level. So until we're free on our homesteads or whatever communities and things like that, we are having to choose a timeline, or we're going to be on a timeline. So we might as well try and manifest the best one together, the one that makes the most sense for humanity. Because, like, you'd have to be insane to think that whatever's going on out there is sustainable, right? So to
Might
really
as well
pull
take,
people, what's
yeah, go
that?
ahead. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
So yeah, it's just and people, like, I think that's the thing you mentioned about benevolent aliens coming, but people haven't been fighting back. I don't know, like, what are wars about? I think that, like, and I agree with Ron because he always said, well, if that's the case, where are they? Because I mean, people fighting back is wars. Like, they're fighting against each other, but they're maybe not the right people. But there's been chaos coming on here for so long. You can't say that people weren't fighting back. They were fighting back against something, other kings, invasions. And so I kind of take the stance that nobody's coming to save us except for ourselves. So, like, whatever they've kind of got planned going on, I know that there's been a fake alien invasions planned, other alien invasions. Well, sorry to break it to everybody if this is the first time
It's already here.
listening. We are the aliens.
Yeah,
Like, they
exactly.
invaded a long time ago and genetically modified us into what we are today. So, like, whether or not there's an alien invasion coming, whether it's a hologram or real, it's a, like you said, smoke and mirrors. It's a dog and pony show because they're not coming to help us. Otherwise, they would have been here. We're the help. We're the help. We're the cavalry, like you said.
Yeah,
Nobody's
we
coming.
are.
We are. We're it.
And I will say this, I will say this. The wars are a money-making monster.
Oh,
They're
yeah.
part of the machine. And
Yep.
so there are wars that are started that there was no reason for them to start. It was just people were wanting to make more money, and let's wipe out some of these worthless eaters while we're at it. And so let's pit this one against that one. And so, but I do know that, our friend Q had said that, they didn't really come back down here because of universal law. They needed to see something that was going on. And so I don't know. It's really interesting. It would be so enlightening once we're fully ascended and can see all of the intricacies of what was going on, because it's mind-blowing, I'm sure. Let's just put it at that. But I was thinking about another thing that came to me while I was writing notes. Sometimes I just kind of just write whatever comes to mind, and then I, put it, rearrange it and put it into a show or whatever.
Yeah.
But I wrote down, you really think they only did this with a sheep and not humans? Talk about cloning. They only cloned sheep and not humans. And then I said, how do you explain the many different heights and weights and facial features and body styles of Hillary Rodham Clinton and Joe Biden and Taylor Swift and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera?
Yeah.
And then how do you explain some of the freakish talented artists and athletes? And then it came up, Victoria's Secret's models. They're thin and lean and long-legged and minuscule amounts of body fat. And then I wrote, no natural soft feminine curves. This is what was programmed to move both men and women's focus from natural source created beauty to MK Ultra type programmed unattainable beauty without drugs, surgery, hormone, or therapies to bring it about. And then I wrote, the female human body was created to conceive and carry and nurture and nourish and give birth to human children that were to allow fractals of source energy a clean vessel to inhabit and experience this beautiful water planet in human form. And then I just went on, and this is just, I'm just writing notes, guys. I'm just putting it out here for, Rob and I to talk about or whatever. It's just a download that was coming. And I said, there's no body fat that helps build. Let me see here. Let me back up. My thing just scrolled. There is body fat that helps the body when a woman is pregnant build extra energy and fuel as the baby grows and pulls and receives its sustenance from its mother. The female anatomy encompasses an inner framework that moves as the baby grows and is delivered out of the, the pelvic floor, through the pelvic floor into the birth canal. So the body is made to move and to carry and to birth children. So it's just, it's amazing to me. I don't know if I want to call them clever, but just the cleverness, the smoke and mirror, women's bodies in the human form were made to do this, and even mammals. I mean, we can talk animals too, but we're made to function this way, and through MK Ultra programming, all the TV that was being watched, all of the artists, actors, musicians, athletes that were groomed, some from a very, very, very young age, groomed our physical view of what identity was supposed to be. Is that the way to go? Is that a good way to put that?
Oh, for sure. Like it's all been, it's just all programming, all mind control,
And
propaganda, leading,
propaganda,
steering the herd,
steering the herd.
and in such a subtle way that you wouldn't be able to say, well, this is what you did, and you'd be like, well, no, we didn't. It's because when it's just so subtly woven into there, and so.
It's subtle, very, very subtle, very schmarmy. I would call it schmarmy.
And I know all about smoke and mirrors because I don't know if I ever told you or mentioned to the audience, but I used to do magic as a kid, so I loved magic.
See?
So I studied it probably since the time I was like 4 or 5. Like I got a magic kit, like just like a simple plastic, a couple tricks for Christmas when I was like 4 or 5, and I was absolutely in love with it. And my dad, he was like, that was probably the way that we connected the most because as I was really young and I couldn't. I burned through the kids' magic books really quick, and so he's like, okay, Robbie loves this, and I love doing tricks for making adults, like my grandparents and family, like do things, make things disappear, and like they just loved it. And as a kid that at that age when I was getting good around 7 or 8, it was like such a gift to me to be able to make adults laugh and be like, oh my God, or just it was so cool, that I loved having that. Maybe it was a little bit of an ego trip too, because I felt like I had a power that they didn't have, so it was like as a kid you felt like, well, I know how to do this and the adults don't, and but I studied it relentlessly, and even my dad, as I went past the kind of kids books or whatever, my dad would read by a magic novel and he would read them ahead of me and then teach me the concepts that were a little bit, well, a lot over my head, because it's just like too abstract for a child to understand, like the wording and put your thumb here and then slide the card this way. It's just, but he would do it and then show me, right? And so I would be able to do it.
Oh, that's so
But I
cool.
studied it, and that's the part of the history of magic, is that people, a lot of the magicians like Houdini, and there's other people out there that were out to like, what would you say, expose the people that were like charlatans, like people fooling others, or people who say, claiming supernatural powers and taking advantage of people. So that was like, it's almost like being a spy. Like you go into these magic shows to see who is claiming. Like it's one thing, like they say that magic's the only honest profession because it promises to deceive. So if I tell you I'm going to do a magic trick, well, you want me to trick you, because otherwise, if you know how I do it, it's not very entertaining, right? But when you're
That's really
using
good.
it to manipulate people through like dark side mind control, or being, saying you're summoning their spirit and doing things that are shiesty, well, then that's taking advantage of people, right? So I know all about smoke and mirrors. There's nothing wrong with doing it if the person knows that you're going to do a trick. Like, but if you're telling them like, well, if you're just lying to them or manipulating them for gain, well, that's not cool.
Agreed. And many of the big name musicians and vocalists, actors, athletes, some of them, like I said, were groomed from birth with unspeakable wickedness, things that still have not been disclosed to the natural public. And and by their parents. You know, parents, including them, were selling them off to, partake or to be utilized in these programs. And then while others chase their dreams only to be forced to sell their soul if they want fame and fortune, maybe they weren't in the rich families to where they were just birthed into it. And maybe you grew up in a, for lack of better terms, very clean family, let's just put it that way. And you're very naive and you pack your bags and you head off to Nashville, or you pack your bags and you head off to LA or wherever it is you want to follow your dream. And then next thing you're being forced into that same exact act in the movie that you're going to be acting in, that action is being taken out on you in real life, and you have to go through that in order to be successful and be a star. And it's like, and then they say that it's so that you will have the same horrific reaction on the screen. And I'm like, that's fucked up. There's my F word for the day. And I'm like, it breaks my heart because there are so many talented musicians and artists and people that truly just have a beautiful, beautiful heart that want to entertain, that have been given a beautiful gift to share with others. And then they walk right into the very, very dark, deep, black den of evil. And so I put on here, wake up. Why do these very public people and their seemingly perfect, successful lives end in suicide or drug addiction or sexual perversion? Did they really end their own lives, or did they finally have enough and try to stand up to the slave master and get suicided out, or shamed out, or whatever? And we've talked about some very, very, very big stars. If you guys heard that was Wee Woo. We've talked about some very big stars that were huge, huge. And then they made a stand for their beliefs and their rights. And the what's the word I'm looking for? Industry absolutely teamed up against them and just crucified them. Just crucified them and just wiped out their careers. But some of them have fought back, and some of them have been successful in fighting back. And those are some of the things that, as you say, the ones that are in kindergarten don't even know. They watch the movies, they enjoy the movies, they enjoy, the runway styles, and they enjoy the music. And they have no concept of how deep this runs. They cheer at the football games and they do all of that. And I miss football. I'm going to be honest with you. I miss the sport, but I don't watch it anymore. So.
Well, that's the thing. I love playing sports. I love, like there's no sport I don't love, it's like, yeah, let's go do it. But watching it, it's like, my friend won some hockey tickets once and he's like, do you want to go? And I was like, yeah, sure. Like, I don't think I've ever paid it. I've had, friends and family take me and stuff. But we were like halfway through it, and I was like, he's like, why are we watching a bunch of rich guys play hockey? And I was like, I don't know. And like, we ended up leaving and like, let's go have a beer somewhere. Like, why, we're just watching a bunch of rich people play sports. Like, what, we're like, it's it just, I don't know, So it's.
Well, you talked about your synchronicities. There were some other things you took some notes on that you said that you were wanting to flesh out and work on, and
Yeah, well, I.
we're at the bottom of the hour. We've got 30 minutes, man.
Okay, well, let's get to it. Actually, another synchronicity. So this kind of has to do with bringing people up and people that aren't, like kindergarten or whatever, and having those conversations with people. And so if you're out there and you're kind of up to speed on some of the things that we're talking about, and it's like, well, if your relationships are suffering, or maybe they have because of things you've said in the past, and the person didn't understand it, and but people are coming around, because I think everybody, it's just you got to understand, if it's just a process, people have to have enough themselves. They have to say enough, right? And so another synchronicity I saw is, and that's what I want people to do, is pay attention, Command your spirit to speak to you in ways you understand, because it's not going to speak to you through your head, because that's entities, and it's not going to be in your head. It's going to be like the subtle synchronicities, like, the things that I'm mentioning, seeing the three erasers. Like, if I was in my head, just not paying attention to my surroundings, not that you want to be looking for it, but you want to be aware, because if you're looking, then you're going to, it's like you're trying
You're
to
going to
force it.
manifest.
Well, you're just trying to force it. So you're going to, it's like you're the seeker, and you're just not going to be able to find it. It's like watching a boiling pot and it never boils, right? Like, so just be aware. But, so I saw like this thing that came into my awareness was I was going to the grocery stores, a box of beer, and it was like flattened on the ground, but it was called James Ready. I guess there's a James Ready type of beer, and it says 5.5. But the way I interpreted it is my brother, who's, that's his name, is ready. And 5.5,
Nice.
yes, and 5.5 in aviation is loud and clear. So I was like, that message is loud and clear. And then, like, I think either that night or a day later, like, and I didn't want to force it, but we got into a conversation about something. And I was like, oh, here's a door. And I explained something to him that maybe he didn't. He's like, yeah, I believe that now. And he's like, I'm starting to see that. And so, like, but I w probably wouldn't have mentioned that because I was like, the last time we talked about it, it ended in a fight, but things change. Things are progressing. You don't know what's going on. You mentioned behind the scenes. Well, behind the scenes of other people's lives, they're seeing things, witnessing. And so even if they're, they might be at a different place now. So don't be scared to have the maybe the same conversation, but in a different manner, and pay attention to the signs and be able to read people's level of awareness, not for to manipulate it, but to be aware, like, what's this person capable? Meet them where they are. I've used the example a bunch of times. Like, if you have a kid that's 3 years old who believes in Santa Claus, you don't grab him by the scruff of the neck and be like, don't you know Santa's not real? Like, what's wrong with you? Like, so just like be gracious with people where they're at. And I think that's what, I've done it in the past too, because it was frustrating when everybody was running around with masks and were like, and they're, it tore families apart. So that was very frustrating, not getting arguments with people about, like, this isn't happening except for in your mind, basically. But so to go back and maybe with a renewed kindness and graciousness and a new approach to just be with people where they are, right? And so I have so many notes. Like, I really, like, you and I were talking about pulling on people. Like, I have pages and pages of notes. I wanted to talk about things that, like, you mentioned, maybe going back to the Bible thing and Bible quotes. And I thought some of the stuff, like, I don't really like the Bible. And it's weird because you say you're a Bible thumper, and it's like,
No,
I
I'm
don't know.
not. He said I was.
No, I know, but it's like because I'm not religious or anything, and I, like, you know my story, and some of your
I
listeners
do.
probably do, about leaving the church when I was 13 or 12. But I study the Bible probably more than religious people because I want to know, like, I always resonated with some of the stuff Jesus was saying. And so when Ron talked about it with the creation lightship, and he explained, the Father as the lightship, well, that puts a whole new meaning on everything. And so, like, the Bible quote, I shall come like a thief in the night or whatever. Well, that's what Ron's basically saying ascension is that nobody knows when it's going to happen. It's just going to happen. And so that's like a thief in the night. Like, you have to just be prepared for ascension. You have to do the work yourself. It's not like, if you knew ascension was on Friday morning, well, you could, be a fool and just, live haphazardly till Thursday night and then wake up and ascend Friday morning. No, you have to clean out your genetic cellular memory
Your
from all your
vessel.
judgments. So it's going to take a process. And like the lightship clearings are just to help facilitate maybe those of us who have, we're farther down the hole. Like, there's some people who haven't had a lot of trauma, who don't maybe haven't had as many incarnations, who haven't, done drugs or smoked or whatever. Maybe if they've had a simpler life, maybe they don't need as many clearings. Maybe they just need one or two, or maybe they don't need any. Maybe the commands, if they already have enough spirit in them, well, just teaching them the commands, they're going to be light years ahead of even some of us, because I needed to do it. Like, I drank and smoked cigarettes and a whole bunch of other stuff for years and years. And like, so I had a lot of stuff to work through, right? Like, a lot of traumas to overcome.
It was interesting you mentioned that you command your spirit, and one of the ones that I do, I believe I got it off of for the people.space, and it was I command my spirit to communicate with me clearly, guide me through my heart, and make me more aware of my light and power within.
That's great.
And yeah, because we've been so, again, programmed to believe that the fleshly body is the real us when it's not the real us. The real us is source, it's energy, it's light, it's that's who we are. And yeah. So yeah, we could do a one on a Bible thing, Bible quotes, and yeah, that's
Yeah, even
fun.
just like one like a week, and really
Yeah.
bring it forth. And that quote that I mentioned was about a thief in the night. I think that was from Matthew 24 because I was reading it.
Jesus will come like the thief of night, huh?
But so he said immediately after the distress of those days, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from the sky and heavenly bodies will be shaken. And I think that that's exactly what ascension is. When Ron spoke about it in terms of that, he said basically it's like the light or power source or what source is going to be turned off to the entire universe. So it's like nothing's going to be in existence during ascension. And when it gets turned back on, that's when the dark would take people sideways, right? But so that's what people don't really like understand, and that's what's been hidden, is that like this time the earth spirit is ascending to us. So if you don't do the work, like you're going to be in a dark side planet, or if you want to consider it mind energy or hell, basically for a heck of a long time, because the earth's not remanifesting in this quadrant as it stands right now. And so like I've like in the realm of all possibilities, there's a whole bunch of different things that can happen. And a lot of that's what happens with the mind matrix, is that it validates our thoughts. So you're going to get what you believe in. That's what happens with people when they have near-death experiences, is that they're taken into the belief system realm, which is, the light of the darkness. It's basically holograms. And it's like, oh, okay, you believe in Jesus and you're going to go up to heaven. Well, after you have a near-death experience, okay, well, oh, I saw my grandma and she led me to the Lord, and they sent me back here that I have a mission, and that's all dark side. So you come down here reincarnate, and they'll actually heal you because they have the ability. The dark side has the ability to heal you, as Ron's mentioned, easier than the light, because they gave you your problems. The light never created the darkness. So that's why these like dark side healings, they can heal you way better than the light, or even yourself can, because they gave you the problem. So they know exactly how to fix it. Whereas the light has to figure out, well, how did this happen in the first place? Because they're in the dark. They're like, we don't know who made this disease. We have to figure out like the root cause of it. So it takes a little bit longer for them to clear it. Whereas the dark knows exactly what they gave you. It's like, they we sell the cure because we made the disease,
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, but light knows all. And I do understand because we do have to. They see us, light sees us as perfect. They see us as perfect. So it's not that they don't have the abilities, it's just that they see us as perfect. And so until we say, hey, I've got a, problem with my knee, or hey, I've got a problem with this, or I'm having a challenge with that, then they're like, oh, yeah, I can fix that, that kind of thing. So it's not that they can't, it's just that.
They don't know
They
it's there. That's why. Because they didn't.
don't know what's there because they see you as your perfect blueprint. That's how they see you.
Yeah. Well, perfect based on your choices, as how I understand it. Because, like, the way when Ron spoke about it, he said, like, during the time of Jesus, there was so few, like, there wasn't the internet, there wasn't all the technology per se. So, like, all he was doing
Exactly.
was basically, from what I understand, was the whole lifetime emotional clearing. And that was enough to clear people out.
Not now.
No, not now. And so that's why it's so much more complicated. But what he said is that it's like they don't necessarily know all, because he said that's one big misconception that a lot of people have. And on the dark side, it is like, it's like I always thought like that was so creepy about Santa Claus. He sees you when you're sleeping, he knows when you're awake. Like, creepy. Like, stop. Like, that's
Stalker
like,
Santa.
yeah. But that's so, like, people say, oh, God sees all. Well, the dark side, it's a dualistic universe, God and the devil. Yeah, they both see all, because they're extraterrestrial entities that want to manipulate you, whether it's good or bad. It doesn't matter. It's both a duality. But the light chip doesn't. Otherwise, they wouldn't be giving you free will. So they don't track what's going on. So they leave, and that's why they come back every 2,000 years and do the ascension. But they had no idea how bad
None.
it was until they
None.
got here. So that's why their clearings, they can clear anything, but they have to figure it out first. Like, you have to like show them what happened. And that's what I think is like people Q had mentioned, and like Ron too, is like man, like I think you, as a benevolent, innocent, loving human, none of us can even fathom the darkness that exists here, or potentially
No.
exists, I guess.
Agreed.
It's
Agreed. Yeah, and I think, we'd heard, I can definitely comment on the Q side. I'm fairly sure I've heard it from the Ron side as well, that well, first of all, they have said this, that, the dark knows light, but the light doesn't know the dark. And but when it comes to the healing and the manifesting of that healing, Q said that he had to come down here and he had to basically break in, sneak in, because they know his light, they know his, his signature. But when he got in, he had to come down here to figure out everything so he could figure out how to help us. And same with Ron. Ron had to do the same thing. He came down here and he's like, "What? Wait, what? Wait, this is not how I left it." And yeah, so and what you're saying, I'm just kind of adding to, I think, but
Yeah,
yeah,
and I totally
it's
agree. Like, you don't know. So I've found myself in some precarious situations. Like, I studied sociology, and it's like, well, it's easy to study it from books, but I would, I've had some. Actually, I wrote a book based on one of
Nice.
those experiences. Yeah, maybe the audience would like that. I could share it with you. But I wrote a
Yeah.
book based on it because my first time in Toronto as a kid when I was 21, coming to the big city, and I was like walking home, I lost
Wow.
my friends and stuff. And I was like, oh my God, I'm trying to figure out how to get to my parents' condo. I have no idea. Like, I know what street it's on, but that was like my first time being in the big city, and I'm
Right.
lost. Like, you know how big a big city is if you've never been
Yep.
there.
Yep.
And so, I'm asking people along the way, and it's fine and dandy and everything. And then I'm coming around this corner, and these three dudes come around the corner, and one of them's got a knife, and they're like, say something silly, like, give us all your money or fucking die or something like that, And I was a little bit high on drugs, and I was in a good mood, so
Yeah.
I was like split second decision timing, and I was like,
Right.
I'm like, I either run like the Dickens, but I've been dancing all night, so I don't know how good these legs are. Like, I've been
Right.
dancing my heart out at a club and it's 5 a.m. Like, I don't know if running is the best idea right now. And it's like, all right, like, it's standoff time. And so I was like, all right, chill out, chill out. And so I start putting my hands up, and I reach back and I take my wallet out and I throw it at the guy, and it hits him in the shoulder and like flies off him. I had no money because I lost my bank cards and money. Anyways, it's a long story, but and I jump back and I start rolling up my sleeves like I'm gonna fight these three guys, one of them with a knife. And like, I swear to God, it was like it took the tension right out of the thing. Like, if it was like a cartoon, like the knife would have went, like it just turned into rubber, like on
Melted,
Bugs Bunny, like totally
yeah.
deflated the situation. And the guy's like, oh, we got a fucking tough guy here, eh? And I was like, no, but I promise you right now, I've had a really like rough night. I have $0, so if you guys roll me for no money, I said, two of you sorry fucks are coming down with me. And they were looking at each other. They're like, this isn't in the handbook. And they're like, they look at
Yeah.
each other, and the guy's like, do you need a cigarette? And I was like, well, yeah, you just threatened my life at knife point. Like, of course I need a cigarette. So anyways, I don't want to tell the whole story,
So now they're your buddies.
but yeah,
That's
so
funny.
I ended up partying with one of them, brought him back to the condo, and we hung out all day with my brother and my friends and stuff, and we were just having drinks and we went swimming. But he was homeless, and like, he taught us all about what his life was like. And like, you can't get that. You can't
No.
learn that from a documentary
Nope.
or in a book or reading statistics. Like, so that was like one of the first days. And like, I remember even my brother and my friends were saying, like, wow, like, that was like one of the craziest experiences. They're like, only Rob could go through something like that. And like, but just to experience it, because we were from a small town and none of us had known anybody who's homeless. And he told us this whole story and how, yeah, it was just anyways, I wrote it in a short book, but and it's a short read. It's only like 30 or 40 pages. I didn't want to make it into like War and Peace. It's just a really interesting story that really shines light into like, wow, we don't know. And that's important, is that everybody's got their story, their history, their DNA. And that's why it's so incredibly important not to judge people, because not only are they living their life, but they're living their life of all their ancestors, all their thoughts, all their beliefs, all their addictions, all their dramas and traumas. We're all carrying a tremendously heavy load, and nobody knows it.
Nobody knows. Yeah.
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows. Very few people know that I've been homeless.
Oh, really? Yeah, I
Yeah.
didn't know that
Yeah. And
either.
I was a business owner at the time.
Yeah. Well, I've been very close several times in my life, and
Yeah.
luckily, I'm hanging on by a thread, let me tell
Yeah.
you.
No, you're gonna be great. You're gonna be
Yeah.
fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was an interesting situation, and we had access. leaders in the church where we served, and we literally moved all of the assets that we had from the business into one of the rooms at the church so we could keep the business going, so we could have some income coming in. And we had our cat and the two of us in one of the rooms upstairs, and then I literally would bathe in the mop bucket. There was no shower, so I would bathe in the mop bucket, wash my hair, and so I literally didn't have a home, but I did have a place where I could put something over my head. So I was very, very thankful for that. It was up in Alaska, and it was a unique experience. And so I've always, be careful. Look, when you look through your eyes, make sure you're looking with your heart and not with your head. That's all I'm going to say.
That's really well put. And that's the thing, is that if we can provide value on this show, and I know as you look to transition, and that was really my reason for coming on, is like, I don't necessarily have, like, telling my story is of no benefit. It's how to work through it or how to overcome it. And that's the thing, is that so many people that I have conversations with, like even my mom, like we've had made so much progress, or my brother. Like my brother, after we had a falling out during COVID, and we didn't see each other for like 5, 6 months, didn't talk, and that was like hell for me, because we were like best friends. And so, after 6 months, like we finally met up halfway between our house at one of our favorite motorcycle cottage country areas, and like beautiful, beautiful area called Muskoka. And he said something that like was very important to me. He said, "Rob," he said, "I just wanted to say thank you for always letting me be myself." He said, he's like, "I can be myself around you." And he's like, "I can say anything, and I can do anything, and I can be silly." And like that brought tears to my eyes, and like, because I want people to be themselves. So many people aren't themselves. They're what their pastor said, they're what their parents said, they're what their teachers said. They're fake. They're mind energy. They're books running around with legs. They're not true spirit, like, or they're so covered up in mud. And so I just try to allow people, even my mom, like she's like, "Wow, like I've had conversations with you that I've never had with anybody in my entire life." And that's the most important thing, because how are we gonna, the mission here is to get people to connect to the divinity inside themselves. And how are you gonna ever do that if you can't allow space for people to be who they are, even if it goes against what you think is true? And sometimes I have arguments, and get in arguments because people try to force their opinion or what they see is right upon me. And it's like, well, you don't get to tell us. You don't get to tell anybody what their reality is, because it's different than yours. And you can't tell me what my experiences have and have not been, or where I'm living, what I'm doing, who and what and how I am, And
Now,
so,
if I ask for your opinion and if I ask for your input, then I've given you that permission to speak into that, but that's in a safe place. But like you're saying, like on Christmas Day, I pulled up to a convenience store. This is back in the Midwest. And there was a gentleman there, and I got out of my car. I ended up parking kind of right in front of him. He was with his back up against the building and sitting there. And I got out of my car, and he kind of looked up at me, but then he kind of darted his eyes down real quick, like he just didn't want to be seen. And I'm like, "Merry Christmas to you." And he looked up and he smiled with no teeth, a beautiful, dirty face. He smiled and he goes, "Thank you. Thank you so much." Like, it wasn't thank you for the Merry Christmas. It was thank you for noticing me. And I'm like, and I bought some donut holes and a cup of coffee, and I brought it back out to him. And I'm like, "I hope you have a really beautiful, beautiful day, and always know that you're special." It doesn't take that much, people, to love outside of yourself. And don't forget the hard things that you've gone through, because there are other people that can really benefit from your love and from your kindness. So,
That's really true. And that's the thing, is that we often, like, I tend to, sometimes I feel like I overshare, but it's like, well, if I don't have my truth, then like, what are we doing here? I don't care. I'm not putting on airs. Like, the truth is going to set us all free. The problem we have today is that everybody's sweeping shit under the rug for how many thousands of years. So that's why, so many
More
people
DNA clearing.
Well, and that's why so many people are scared to speak their minds. People are scared to stand up. I know that I've had so many conversations with people, And a lot of people don't have the jam to do it because they've got a job, because they've got a, like family, like they have an opinion, they want to stand up, but they're scared of the consequences of speaking up,
And it's all the programming. It's all the programming that has happened. But going back to that command, commanding your spirit to communicate with me clearly and guide me through my heart. Because if you can get into your heart, and don't get me wrong, everybody on the radio, we may smell beautiful and we may be all shiny and perky like a new car, and we may act like we have it all together, or we may sound like we have it all together. We don't. We ain't got it all together. We're still on this trip. We're all still on this trip. I can only speak for myself. But for this sunshine, I don't have it all together. Now, am I light? Yes. Am I here for a purpose? Yes. Did I agree to come here on a mission? Yes. Do I take that seriously? Yes. Have I made it past all the bullshit? No. But I'm getting there. I'm getting there. So, yeah.
Well, and that's the thing too, is like I'm not giving up. I'm seeing this thing through till the end, until I'm free on my land and homestead, and I know that as many people I made comfortable doing the same, and then I'm pulling the plug on the internet and connection to the outside world, and being in my, because I think like it's just gonna keep going on. Like I don't know, it's kind of like that two different worlds vibe. Like not everybody's gonna make it, not everybody's gonna believe it, and so we just have to
And that's
go.
okay. That's
Yeah, that's
okay.
fine. Yeah, that's what free will is picking picking and choosing. So, I used to think that like everybody was coming, but that's not true. And who's everybody? Like, I don't even know if anybody outside of me even exists.
I do. I exist. U plus one. How's that? And BBS Radio, they exist.
There's only a
I love
few of us
them.
real humans. And you know what? But it's all good, because what's funny is because we all have that light within us, but it varies, and that's the point, is to try to get to 100%. And strangely enough, like my DJ name is Fluctuate, so FLUK number two,
Night.
number, yeah,
Night.
Fluctuate. And I never really understood maybe what that meant, but it kind of, somebody else gave it to me, and I adopted it because I was mixing in genres and going through, like, it wasn't just all one style of music, and the guy was like, "Oh, you're fluctuating in and out of stuff that shouldn't have even been mixed together, and it just sounded so cool." And I was like, "I really like that, because I like the
Nice. Yeah.
definition of what fluctuate means, and it's not just
Right.
one thing, right? So there's variation and there's change, and it's maybe a little bit dualistic, and
Right.
but that's the thing, is that you're going to have good days and bad days. So you might be operating, some days 80% light, and then the next day you might get knocked down, or something happens and you're at 50. Don't be too hard on yourself. That's what
Wow,
I'm working
that's
on this
good.
month for my seat of intention, is grace. Be gracious with yourself. Look at, if you're going to look back, look at how far you've come and try to change your perspective. But it's easy to beat ourselves up, like, especially if you don't feel you're at the place you want to be in. So don't create this unrealistic vision of where you think you should be. Look at all the things, because that's what the lightship clearings, and your spirit can't give you anything per se. Like, you're not going to necessarily become a multimillionaire by doing this stuff. What you're going to do, what it can bring you, is peace. And that's going to lead you maybe to directions that you would have never gone because you were so stuck in your mind. But source energy is peace energy. It's not this like energy that's going to give you the mojo to go out there and use mind energy to take over the world. That's not how it works. So just
No.
be easy on yourself. The best thing you can do is to let things go,
I agree. And you said that, it's not going to make you a multimillionaire, but in the same breath, it is priceless. That peace
And
energy,
there you
when
go.
you're in it, you can't put a price tag on that because the
No.
world of chaos is swirling around you, but yet you have this beautiful inner glowing peace that there's a scripture in the Bible, we'll do this, a peace that passes all understanding.
Yes, let's
It's
maybe.
that peace.
Yeah, and you know
That's
what?
what that inner peace is.
That's a wonderful thing, because that's a synchronistic way to end, start wrapping up, because I've had that experience. That's what happened when I told my story about seeing the light and falling to my knees. And you know who said that was? I think that was the story of the conversion of Saul, right?
Saul,
So
Saul to
Paul to
Paul.
Saul, right? Or Saul to Paul.
Saul to
But
Paul.
you know what's crazy? I didn't realize this. I don't know if I told you this part yet. What's crazy about when that happened to me is I didn't find this out for a few months later. It happened to me, and then the next day I woke up and I was like, I was so peaceful, and I had this newfound, like, thing of life, like, view on life. And a few months later, I found out, for some reason, the conversion of Saul came to my mind, and it's celebrated on the exact same day that that happened to me, January 25th. January
Interesting.
25th is the day that it's like the day they celebrate it, and that's the
Huh.
day it happened to me, or the next day, because
Wow.
I woke up converted or whatever it was.
Wow.
But I was like,
Right.
wow, that is
Wow.
synchronicity. That's like everything's happening all where everywhere all at once. Maybe I'm a different
Right.
incarnation of Saul or something, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I just want to thank you for being on the show. It's always such a pleasure to have you on.
Thank you
And
for having me.
absolutely. I know that I will just put this out there. Thank you to my listening audience and thank you to my subscribers. This show would not be possible without you because it takes money to put this show on, and to double down and go every week has been beautiful, but it's also burned through some money that was gifted to the show. So if you are blissed by this, or if you believe in this show and that it's making a difference, we would love to have your support
Yes.
and just feel into it. And if that is something that you would like to do, bbsradio.com/whiplashtalk, and there's a subscribe button there.
Yeah, let's keep the show going.
Keep
We
it going, man. I know,
can't
right?
stop. We got a lot of work to do,
Got a lot of
everybody.
work to do. Got a
Yeah,
lot of work
the
to
party's
do.
just getting started,
I
you know?
know, right?
Yeah, tell all your friends.
Tell all your friends, bring all your syndicated friends.
Yeah.
So anyway, thank you so much, everybody, for your support. And we are going to have to wrap it up, Rob. We're getting the shepherd's crook off to
All
Love you
right. Thank you so
guys.
much,
Bye, everybody.
everybody.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.